This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you live in the Midwest, you're sick of everybody talking about how cold it is where you live. But, hey, the reality is in Chicago, schools are closed Wednesday and Thursday. In Minneapolis, they've been closed since the beginning of the week. Amtrak, forget about it if you're trying to get into the city. Flights were canceled and 13 days of snow, temperatures falling in Chicago. The polar vortex cold snap is upon us, and that's where we start this show. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the skipper here on a very warm ship as we pilot through some choppy waters. I have friends who are speakers, as you know, when I'm not on a microphone here, I'm on a microphone on a stage somewhere, who are whining across the country about the situations they're in. And here's the thing, if you go to Minneapolis, for example, there are a lot of places where you can walk in warmth because there are ways to go from some of the hotels to the other hotels. You don't have to be outside necessarily. And of course, in a wind chill of 30 below or feeling like 60 below, you don't want to do that. You don't have to do that. And schools are closed. Government buildings, including courthouses, that kind of thing, they're closed. So some people are braving the temperatures in Chicago, in Minnesota, and some aren't doing that. It just depends. But it is crazy to hear the numbers. And then everybody else in the country is saying, wow, Arizona looks better. Texas looks fantastic. The Southwest looks good. I'm okay with Florida. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, if you go on social media, that you're seeing. Move to our town. Move to our city. It's so much better. And this is just that freeze that you get, but just ratchet it up even to a crazier number. Let's put it that way. Hey, speaking of ratcheting it up, it's not just about the cold and what's happening to people and making sure they have faucets dripping, etc. It is the slow drip of the government and the possibility of another shutdown that's keeping people awake, worried that once they are made whole with back paychecks, they're going to go through this again in just a handful of weeks. So how do they pay for it when your income is threatened the way it's threatened with a possible shutdown? By the way, Roger Stone, not so much concerned about the shutdown as his plea. He pleads that's his plea agreement, not guilty, and says that he had nothing to do with collusion. He was arraigned, and that narrative that it was Russian collusion is kind of just flying around in a beehive of theatrical activity. But Stone is charged with lying and witness tampering. That's not a good one. Also, the indictment talks about a few other things, but nothing talks about Russian hackers. Nothing about Russian hackers and any of that. The other crimes that he's charged with, like lying and witness tampering, are potentially serious, but he wasn't charged with facilitating Trump campaign collusion with Russian hackers. And the indictment doesn't give you a reason to think there were ever any of them. So, interesting enough, he gets a pass in some ways. After that big show on Friday, busting in, arresting Roger Stone, and then go through all of that and look where we end up. It's not over yet by any, you know, in a stretch of the imagination. And it's, I think it shows you that the top of the chain may be Roger Stone. All these people that were saying that Trump would be impeached, and I thought you were crazy. You were the same people that thought Obama was going to be impeached. Didn't happen. Because it's really about the evidence. What does the evidence show? You can speculate all you want, but if it doesn't show you anything, it doesn't show you anything. It just doesn't. So, boy, oh boy, that election is the thing that just keeps on coming and coming and coming and coming at us. But we don't get the report. We have no idea of what this report's going to look like. And are we going to see a bunch of people behind bars and a lot of the Trump inner circle, perhaps, but not the president? Not going to be the president. There was a new poll out. And the poll said most Americans don't want Trump, but there's no clear favorite to oppose him. The Democrats have the same problem that they had last time around. If you don't have the solid candidate and one that the majority of your base at least is getting behind, how do you run the campaign to go after the mystery votes? How many people this time around will say, you know, I'm just not going to vote. I don't like anyone. I'm not going to vote. And I'm saying Democrats, the people that typically vote Democratic, because we know Trump is the guy unless something really unforeseen happens, and I can't imagine what that is. He's not going down for any of this Russian stuff. And despite the boat of wishful thinking for so many, it's not happening. So while the poll shows that they're not voting for him, it says they're not voting for him. This is a Washington Post ABC News poll, so do with that what you will. 56% of the Democratic voters and independents who lean that way didn't give a name when they were asked who they would vote for if the primary were today. Among the contenders, we know Kamala Harris is one of them, the senator from California. Joe Biden is actually, in this poll, in front of her by a point, 9%. Harris has 8. Then Bernie Sanders, 4. Beto O'Rourke from Texas, he's got 3. Michelle Obama, the former first lady, has 2%. And Elizabeth Warren has 2%, for whatever that means. But the base is sticking with Donald Trump. He's had his runs, his celebratory tour. And even though 60% say they disapprove of the handling of the shutdown, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't fare much better. 54% disapproving of how she handled it. So it's kind of a fickle thing. People maybe say one thing and vote another. Others go to the poll and then decide at the last second, you know, I'm going to vote for a lot of things locally, but I'm not going to vote, and maybe even for something nationally when I'm talking about somebody running for re-election, etc. But I'm not going to vote for the incumbent with the Republicans, and I'm not going to vote for the Democrat. I'm just not going to vote at all. I wonder how many people sit on their hand. That's what I want to know. Fair or Foul with Andy coming up next.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Here on my show, Kate Delaney's America Tonight, in our virtual green room back at the studio where they have cranked up the heat. Hopefully they don't break things there so that everyone can survive the next couple of days at the mothership. Andy, our technical maestro, joins us. Hi, Andy.
Hello.
How many layers did you have on to come to work for real?
I had my T-shirt, my hoodie, and my jacket.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow, you must be hardy, because I was in Atlantic City, and I walked the boardwalk like 3.5 miles. I had on a T-shirt, long underwear, top, another pullover, and a thick coat.
Well, I guess, you know, you grow up in it, you just kind of get used to it. You know, you've lived in Texas your whole life?
No, I have lived all over the country in my career. I like to say that's why I love America Tonight, because for anyone listening, I have a lot in common with a lot of you, because I've lived in every Southwest, South, Northeast, Midwest. I've lived in every single section of the United States, not every state, but I grew up in Philadelphia.
Oh, cool. What was the coldest place you ever lived?
Coldest place, maybe Chicago a little bit.
They get pretty cold there.
It is, but not as... It still wasn't the temperatures they're talking about now. So probably Chicago a little bit, I would say. Because Philly gets can get cold, but nothing like some parts of these Midwest places that we're talking about. We're on many of the places in the Midwest. Iowa can get very, very cold. Depends on what's around you and where it hits and how the weather turns and all that stuff. So it's a great question to ask you, our first fair or foul. Ice cream in the winter, fair or foul?
I just had some tonight.
What kind did you have?
Wendy's Frosty chocolate.
So a chocolate Frosty. So you don't care. You'll eat ice cream whenever you like ice cream.
Yeah, double down, you know.
I like that. Double down. Well, there's no doubt that ice cream sales in the winter in some areas are not quite as high as they are during the summer and the spring. However, I mean, still a lot of ice cream is, sold. You think of warm apple pie, plopping a vanilla scoop on top of it, go to the grocery store, and there's plenty of ice cream to be had. So people still do eat it. It's just not quite, the sales aren't as brisk in like an ice cream shop as they are in the fall, early fall, certainly the spring, and definitely the summer. So you're saying fair to eat ice cream in the winter?
I'd say fair, but hot apple cider and hot cocoa are way more popular.
Ah, yeah, hot cocoa is the best. All right, so I agree with you. I'd rather have hot cocoa. I do like vanilla ice cream, though. So we move from the ice cream question to paying for one movie and sneaking in to see another. Be honest, have you done that?
Oh, yeah. Quite a few times. More when I was younger. It would be a full Saturday, you know? We'd show up to the earliest matinee we could, and then we'd just see every movie in the theater.
Okay, so just so you know, you can get arrested for sneaking into the movies. Like in Texas, you mentioned Texas, and I love Texas as my adopted state, by the way. So when I said, no, I haven't been in Texas my whole life, I feel like I have been because the people have treated me so great. But in Texas, they take this seriously. If you were sneaking into movies, Andy, it would be criminal trespass. It's a misdemeanor, and it's possible to face jail time for hopping movies is what they call it. Sneaking in the back door. So a lot of theaters have a fire exit door that opens to the parking lot, and sometimes people snuck into the theaters that way. But hopping a movie, you buy one ticket and then you go into another one, they can nail you for that.
I don't know how they could get you for hot. I mean, I could see sneaking into the theater without paying anything, but if you pay for one ticket, I mean, I know that you're not supposed to, but I mean, you get confused.
Yeah,
wander
confused.
Into the wrong theater.
Yeah, right. Okay, so everybody knows, because you're saying it's fair to do that.
Yeah, and those laws that you're talking about just are another reason why I don't go to the movies very often. It used to be a fun place.
yeah. So now you're cramping our style. There was a married couple that, and this was years ago, and I remember this story. They went to the movies, and they were in Indiana, and they watched Snitch with The Rock. And then when that was done, they went into the theater where Warm Bodies was about to start, but they didn't have a ticket for the second movie. And what happened was two off-duty cops working security at the theater were standing outside the one theater, Snitch, when it was letting out, and they found the couple. They saw, because they had really colorful clothing, and they noticed it, so they didn't pay for another ticket and went in and they arrested them.
I think that's
felony rap.
It's overreaction, in my opinion.
Yeah. Cuff them up in Gary, Indiana. They wanted to go see
this.
Yeah, they wanted to go see the zombie movie, so we're going to teach them. Now, that's ridiculous. I say that's foul. And it is, you know, I don't know. I only did the movie hopping once as an adult because the people I was with, who actually, the guy's pretty famous, so I can't say his name on the air, but famous in some areas. Because of that, I was like in the cahoots with them. And I just went along, but I was like, man, I've never done that hop in the movie thing. So, and speaking of, okay, so you hate movies. So binge watching Netflix and being unavailable to go out and socialize, fair or foul?
That's fair.
I'm going to be anti-social because I have to watch Ozark. I have to catch whatever it is, the latest. of Bosch, right?
I mean, I do it all the time, so it saves money, you know. Socializing is expensive.
So if a really super attractive, fabulous young woman wanted to meet you somewhere, you'd say, no, I'm binging. I can't go out right now.
Nope, there's a new cartoon out. Got to watch it. I'm just kidding. I would go on the date.
Good. That's good to know. Something would pull you away from Netflix. I mean, listen, there is good programming. It's ridiculous how many TV shows that are out there now. But I am somebody that if I'm going to watch something, I would binge too because of the schedule that I have. And if I'm going to talk about binging, I can tell you that I'm going to tell you the one that I like. My nephew turned me on to BoJack Horseman. I like that. I love Ozark. It is a great show. Ozark, binge watch that. Narcos, binge watch that. Because that was all about Pablo Escobar, and I'm fascinated by that whole culture and et cetera, and all the nonsense with him. What else did I binge watch?
Did you watch the new Matt Groening show, Disenchanted?
And no, but I heard it was really good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not what I expected.
Master of None. I like Aziz Ansari, so I've watched that. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
The new Punisher.
The new Punisher. Season. I haven't done that yet. Peaky Blinders, which is about that Irish gypsy gang in the 1920s in England. I've binged that. Okay, so how about this one? Looking at your Apple Watch at lunch and getting a constant stream of text, does it count as being rude just like looking at a regular iPhone?
Yeah, I'll walk out on somebody if they're doing that with me.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Oh, to your friends? Like, hey, we're going out, but then they constantly are on their phone?
Yeah, I'll leave.
Good for you. That's the thing to do. That's annoying. It's one thing if you say, hey, excuse me, I have no choice. I got to take this one thing, boom, and then they get out of the call because it's some crazy emergency. But I agree. That's foul. I don't do that. I put my phone, turn my phone off, whatever. I don't pay attention to it. All right. Wearing bowling shoes when you aren't at a bowling alley. Fair or foul?
I don't even know what to say. I mean... Why would you ever do that? I guess
because people do.
That's ridiculous.
Bowling shoes.
I would ridicule them. They're not made for anything but bowling alleys. Whole point. You're gonna ruin them if you wear them on the street.
Maybe you have to go to church and you don't have the right kind of shoes. You only have flip flops. So if it's between flip flops and bowling shoes, you wear your bowling
shoes. Jesus wore flip flops, didn't he?
Right. That's what you would say. Listen, don't criticize my footwear. I love it. All right,
sandals.
Thanks. Another fair or foul in the books. Coming up, Tony Arnold, the CEO of Setpoint Medical. He talks about a way to cure arthritis, not in the traditional sense. And then Liza Landsman had a great conversation with her, months and months ago that's worth all of you hearing. Billionaire founder of Jet.com. Hang with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
That's so cold.
It's cold, all right.
right. Wicked winter weather hitting Wisconsin. The high Wednesday, minus 11 degrees. The low, minus 29. And USA Radio's Alicia Cowan says the wind chill factor will be worse, a lot worse.
So we're supposed to have up to negative 50 below wind chills. And with the wind chills, our boiler is really going to be working hard.
The governor issuing a state of emergency.
The governor of Wisconsin has actually issued a state of emergency. I believe this might even be the record cold. All schools are closed. Most businesses are closed.
Turning now to politics, after President Trump delivers the State of the Union Tuesday, February 5th, Democrats will have Stacey Abrams give the response. She ran for governor in Georgia and lost to Republican Brian Kemp. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tonight, sitting in our virtual green room is Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint. I want to ask you a question. Did you ever think about this? Do you believe that a zap of electricity could relieve arthritis pain, that agony that so many people face? And listen, of all ages. Recently, I was talking to a PGA Tour pro who has arthritis. Can you imagine how many times you have to swing the club? And this is a pretty successful guy. What is he doing? And he's searching for the answer. So, Tony, perfect time to have you on because it does affect, it's not necessarily someone who's super, super older. It affects a lot of people, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Kate. Rheumatoid arthritis starts sometimes as early as 18 to 20 years old and impacts people at all ages of life.
And when I said the thing about electricity, explain to me what SetPoint is involved with.
Sure. SetPoint is working to further Dr. Kevin Tracy's discovery that there is an inflammatory reflex. And the inflammatory reflex is basically the concept that electrical pulses come from the brain to modulate or control inflammation in the body. So the brain senses these aberrant or out-of-control inflammatory responses in the body by the vagus nerve, and then it sends regulatory signals down through that same nerve to control or quieten inflammation. So what Dr. Tracy discovered was that in patients that had excess excessive inflammation, that their signaling mechanism was defective or wasn't effective at regulating inflammation. So he discovered that by putting up a pulse of electricity in the vagus nerve, that you could restore that function or restore the thermostat that controls inflammation in the body and bring people with diseases like rheumatoid arthritis back into a much more normal control and relieve their signs and symptoms, again, with these electrical pulses. So you asked, Kate, what SetPoint's up to. We're developing the device that actually delivers that therapy and helps treat the disease for the patients, a little tiny implantable device that goes in the vagus nerve in the neck to deliver those pulses.
Wow, and I know this is SetPoint Medical is, as you say, you're developing that implanted device. There have also been with the vagus nerve and with Dr. Kevin Tracy. Obviously, you've been observing some patients, or he's done some trials. And what have they found as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so we've done a trial in patients with rheumatoid arthritis that was done across four or five centers in Europe with a really prestigious investigator named Dr. Paul Peter Tack. And Dr. Tack agreed to be the primary investigator, where we implanted a device in up to 17 patients. About half the patients had never been on one of these biologic drugs, very expensive, potent drugs, and the other half had failed multiple biologic drugs. So kind of both ends of the spectrum. All the patients had severe rheumatoid arthritis and were to some degree debilitated, like they couldn't button a shirt or couldn't use a fork, or they just didn't have a normal lifestyle. They were many of them in their 30s, 40s, 50s. So what the proposition was, we would implant these patients with the device, the first in-kind trial. It had never been done before, and see how their disease went, as well as all the biomarkers that give an indication of disease. So you look not only at how their joints and pain levels go, but you also measure these specific markers in the blood that are indication objectively for how the disease is trending. So 17 patients were implanted. Of the 17 patients, you know, well over half of the patients, about 11 of the patients had very substantial responses. A few more had modest responses, and a couple got no response at all to the therapy. But again, a number had just remarkable responses, were able to resume not only a more comfortable life, but a number said, I went back within weeks to doing things I hadn't done in years. I'd been on 8 different drugs and none of them worked. I was in a really desperate situation, and within 3 or 4 weeks, I could ride my bike to the Dutch coast. I could use utensils and dress myself, and it was just the stories that came back were amazing and really happy patients.
And we're speaking with Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint Medical, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You know what's interesting, too, about this listening to you, and I know that obviously when we talk about inflammation and inflammatory diseases, and there are so many, I hear from people who have Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, we know Alzheimer's, there's a chance, obviously, with these trials and the results that you just discussed, that this could be something that may be also used in thinking about those other diseases, right?
That's absolutely right, Kate. There have already been, there's another trial that a researcher in France saw, our RA trial, and he went to largely duplicate that trial in Crohn's disease, which is, again, a very ugly, debilitating disease of the digestive system, and he went and applied it there and had good success there. We're also conducting a trial in that area, and the early results are positive. And as you've mentioned, a number of other diseases that are really ugly chronic diseases today are primarily inflammatory diseases. Alzheimer's is one, and MS, and there's many others that are primarily inflammatory, and we believe this therapy might be workable for a number of those diseases and enable people to have a potentially safer therapy than the available drug therapies today at a lower cost for the healthcare system.
Oh, yeah, which wouldn't that be wonderful to see that? You have to be, you know, as somebody who's in this business, and of course you're in the business to do well, but you have to be excited about what a game changer this is.
Yeah, I've been in this industry a long time. I've been fortunate enough to develop a bunch of different therapies and neurosurgery and ear, nose, and throat. And this is the most exciting one I've been involved in. It's the first therapy I've ever been involved in. It, as a developer of these type therapies, you get really excited because it helps the patient. It gives the doctor another tool to use. Every doctor may not use it in every case, but it gives them another option for his patients, his or her patients. And it costs the provider, our healthcare system, far less money. Usually you get any two of those, but you can't have all three together. So we've got a chance here to do something that's game-changing for patients, that's unlike anything that's been done before, and that could actually help drive healthcare costs substantially lower. So you just don't see that often. And the reason you see these, there's a paper published recently in the PNAS, the National Academy of Sciences, and the reason that's such an exciting thing and it received such a high-impact publication is, again, this has never been done before. This whole discovery that you can control what goes on out in the periphery of the body and the joints by stimulating a nerve in the neck was really a crazy thing that Dr. Tracy discovered and that people were very skeptical. Now it's been well established that it works, and we're just at the tip of the iceberg in understanding all the things we can do with these type therapies. So we're the first one, and we're doing a phenomenal thing, but just wait. In the next 5, 10, 15 years, we're going to see this as a new area of medicine and a new way to treat patients that hopefully brings a lot of advantages.
Oh, yeah, and especially when we started off, we talked about rheumatoid arthritis and how awful that can be for people. The simple activities, tying the shoe and just getting dressed, buttoning your shirt or walking a dog down the street and around the block, just the simplest things. It's not even these ferocious weekend warriors. We're talking about, you know, everyday people that are really suffering with this. Like I mentioned, Tony, I've seen so many people, and they're in great health, but this is what they're dealing with, and they are so frustrated because there isn't any great treatment for them. So, again, the fact that you're on the precipice of changing lives, that has to be incredibly rewarding.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And like you said, it's people tend to think of rheumatoid arthritis as a disease that strikes people in late in life. It's just not true. It affects so many people early in life. And it's not just that you get these pain and this suffering and the inability to use your joints. And you see the images of people, the hands become kind of disfigured. It also has comorbidities. It begins to get in and affect the joints. Then it will slowly begin to erode the joints and the bones. It tends to have very substantial effects on the cardiac system. So almost certainly somebody that has significant RA later in life as the disease progresses, they're going to have many more complications with heart disease and other diseases. And we believe that if you stop the progress of the disease early with a therapy like this, that you'll also eliminate or reduce any of those complications later in life. So it's not just a thing you do here today to make them feel better. It's something that changes the course, you know, of their whole life when it works well. So it's really exciting. And as you mentioned, the golfer, the thing that's available to these patients today is a really potent and for some people effective biologic therapy that has to be infused or injected weekly. And those therapies are very, very expensive. And when patients go on them, they tend not to last a long time. So if you go on it today, within a few years, half the patients will no longer respond to that therapy, and they're searching for something else for that patient to be on. And of course, each one of those that they try has its own unique and potentially devastating side effects. So it's exciting to have an alternative for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Arnold, CEO of SetPoint Medical, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate, very much.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
What a pleasure to welcome to the show Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com. I know you've heard of it. It was launched back in July of 2015. And think about what has happened since then. Acquired by Walmart for $3 billion in August of 2016. Liza Landsman, this is so fascinating, was promoted from Chief Customer Officer to President, and a lot of people are talking about Jet.com. And, of course, Liza is at Dig South as well. Liza, thanks so much for popping on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I think everybody, in my world, everybody knows the story of Jet.com. For the few who don't, can you give us kind of a recap of how Jet.com got started?
Sure. Jet.com really got started out of an insight that e-commerce had been focused on innovating for speed and specialty, but no one had really focused on innovating around price, which is something we know a lot of Americans care a lot about. And we wanted to be able to deliver great value without sacrificing product or quality of service.
So it's interesting, when you focus on price like that, what you're really doing is looking at what people actually do when they shop online, which is go to a gazillion sites and find the best price. And you decided, well, maybe that should be our core business value. Is that what you're describing?
Yeah, I think it it's a combination of that and also something that is far less sexy, which is the super glamorous world of supply chain reengineering.
Could you say that again, just so we can sort of revel in the sexiness of it?
Yes, I know. Everyone is like fanning themselves when I say supply chain reengineering.
And so what is supply chain reengineering for those of us who never once thought of this in our lives?
Sure. Well, when you think about what happens in most e-commerce, you put a few things in your basket, and each of those things most likely is getting shipped from someplace separate. And there's lots and lots of cost embedded in that shipping, which often you as a consumer are paying without even realizing it. And so what we have done is say every time you add something to your basket, and we give you lots of cues about how to do this in the best, smartest way so you can save the most money, we dynamically switch out through an algorithm how many different suppliers are sending you stuff so that we can optimize for the fewest number of shipments, shipping the shortest distance, which pulls a lot of cost out of actually delivering those products to you. So if you think about it, right, lots of people, when they talk about dynamic prices and driving down prices online, that's like saying you're going on a diet, but you're just pulling on a pair of Spanx. We're actually setting those pounds out of the system.
Wow. So you came up with the idea, it goes, you can tell you have something special. When did you know that? When did you know, wow, this thing has massive legs and I know people are going to come after us?
Well, you know, we try and keep ourselves honest every day, so I ask myself that question every morning and make sure more and more folks continue to respond that are interested in our value proposition. But I think we launched in July of 2015, and by October of 2015, we had about 1 million users, which put us just between Instagram and Spotify in terms of the list of fastest to 1 million users. And I think that was a really strong early signal to us that we had something that really resonated with consumers.
So I want to jump in here for a minute, because even though you've started out here saying what you did was engineer this thing that I can't even remember the name of, supply chain reengineering, right?
You're going to have a bumper sticker soon.
Yeah,
supply chain is the new black.
I'm so excited about it. But I do want to point to, I think, one other thing that was part of your secret sauce or your magic formula, because I don't want to overlook it. I want people to get a full view here. You were reengineering the supply chain, but from my outsider's perspective, you are also completely aware of the fact that if you didn't nail the marketing, your supply chain engineering wasn't going to make any difference at all. So can you address that part of the business model as well?
Well, sure, that's true, but we don't like to tell our supply chain engineers that. So let's just keep that part between us.
Okay, it's our little secret.
But that's really true. I mean, look, part of what we did, so the supply chain reengineering was kind of the how. The why to us, to a large part, was that e-com had largely been this very transactional, very kind of inhuman set of interactions that people had. And as it becomes a even more growing part of everyone's day-to-day life, we thought there was a better way to go about building a brand in e-commerce, one that could form an emotional connection with people, one that could, you know, not take itself too seriously and have some wit and personality. And so we really thought about building the brand in a way that was both scalable and very efficient, right, and grounded in a lot of the smart use of data in terms of how we invested our marketing dollars, but also one that just spoke to people like they were people. You know, we always like to say there are humans behind the brand, and we wanted to make sure that came through in the voice of all of our communications and marketing.
Wow. Liza, you talked about how quickly it was when you knew, boom, that you had the 1 million users. You had hit that mark so quickly from July to October. Now you realize, like I said, that there's going to be people that are going to come after you, and that's pretty exciting. You decide on Walmart. How surreal was that? What was that like?
Very surreal. I mean, everything happened really, really quickly. I mean, one of the things for folks who have worked in startups, you get this very bizarre kaleidoscoping of time where every day seems like a month long, but the weeks go by in about 2 seconds. And I think, you know, launch in July 2015, close the deal with Walmart in August of 2016. And I've worked at some pretty large, impressive, successful companies in my past. But you ain't seen scale till you've seen Walmart.
All right, so a little victory question here. The deal with Walmart is done. It's signed. Where yeah. were you, and what were you doing an hour later?
It was signed on a very late Sunday night, and I was up an hour later figuring out how quickly I could get to my office so we could tell the team, which is the most important thing for us, because rumors of the deal had come out a few days before we actually signed, for lots of fun, complicated SEC reasons. We couldn't talk to the team about it. So with the signing behind us, we wanted to make sure that our teams on the ground had all the best information from us right away. A very exciting moment, but a lot of change, and really important for us to be in front of it with our team.
And were you in Bentonville at that point, or were you in New York, or I mean, physically,
no,
where were you?
Physically, we were in Hoboken, which is where our offices are.
Okay.
As we like to say, half the price, twice the space.
Very much in keeping with the culture of Jet.com,
yeah,
I would think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I
supply chain reengineering of office space.
Exactly. That's right. And the Hoboken Chamber of Commerce is not paying me to say that. But we've actually found them to be just a tremendous partner. As much as people always ask about, gosh, you know, is it a big change? And it is. There are remarkable similarities in our cultures, the focus on the consumer, the importance of community, and a strong sense of fairness and kind of respect for the individual in terms of our relationships with employees. So we found that partnership and that relationship more familiar than one might expect from the outside.
When I was asking you about an hour after the deal was done, where were you and what were you doing, I was really wondering, like, could you describe the champagne moment with us? I mean, at some point there must have been a champagne moment.
You know, actually, the champagne moment that we had was months and months and months and months later, because we signed the deal in August. It closed in September, which is pretty fast, but put us right into, you know, the heart of holiday season, which is our absolute busiest time of year. And so we had a whole company-wide celebration in late January that was both kind of a celebration of all we'd accomplished together leading up to the deal, celebration of an amazing second holiday season, and just a great time with great friends. You know, when you go through kind of the launch of something that big and the speed with which we had a big transitional transaction, these are folks that really feel like family in many ways. So that whole team party was, I would say, a great moment, I know for me personally, and I know for the whole management team, and no one else outside the company gets to see the photos.
I love that. Nobody gets to see the photos. Liza, hang on. We want to talk to you more about your appearance at Dig South and a few other quick things. So we're going to be back coming up in our next segment with Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.